update your home and save big money with Mastercraft Doors at Menards. For over 50 years, Mastercraft has been making quality doors inside and out. Choose from the best in-stock selection of interior and exterior doors ready to take home today. Or design your door your way with our free designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on Mastercraft Doors and check out more great deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Saturday for the Aggies as they take on Florida at home again. All right, five of their six. This will be their fifth and sixth games at home, and then they go a tough three-game road trip. Joining us now, the head coach of the Fighting Aggies, Mike Elko, joining us right here. Coach, welcome to the show. We found your pregame speech on Twitter, and we just played it. Want to tell you that was I was pumped. I was ready to play for you. Okay, I just want you.
No, to I know. Appreciate that.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
But you don't want
nothing.
You don't want to.
There's nothing
for your
more coach likes than to have his pregame speeches out there on Twitter.
Well, there's nothing less a coach likes than a player with a bunch of Coors Light in the system. So
yeah, that
you don't want him.
You don't want me playing for you. Yeah,
that's okay. I'm sure back in the day.
Well, he was a quarterback. He played a little D3 quarterback.
Yep. But
there you go.
At D3, coach, not at the level you guys are playing.
SEC.
That's for sure. Not SEC.
That's okay. It all started for me at the D3 level. So a lot of players down at that level. Right.
Yeah. Well, awesome, coach. Here we go. Three straight games with. You know, you give up 10, you give up 9, and well, you got Florida here. You got a couple straight games, a great defense, coach. And I know everybody wants to talk about Concepcion or Craver or Reed or whomever. Well, let's talk about that defense and how good they're playing.
Yeah, we've obviously put together two pretty good weeks. And, we thought if we could get some more consistent play, that this is kind of what we were capable of. And I think playing in front of our crowd here at Kyle Field and College Station makes a big difference. And so I think, we've been able to bounce back and have two really good games. And, still, though, I think looking for that complete team effort and, working hard to try to get that on Saturday.
Coach, what's been the secret to what's been the formula to help you from a run defense standpoint? Because it wasn't great against UTSA, struggled against Notre Dame. That's a really good run unit right there. What's happened? Is guys playing better? Did you do anything schematically to tighten it up in terms of defensively on the front?
Yeah, I think we're tackling better. I think we've gotten ourselves into some more leverage positions that make it a little bit easier to defend the run, which has been something we worked hard through in the bye week. And then I just think that our kids are getting more and more comfortable in what we're asking them to do. And so we've been able to play a little faster. We've been able to create some TFLs and keep people behind the chains. And those two things go a long way when you talk about defending the run.
Let's talk about the emergency of Reuben Owens last week. Did you see that coming out of him?
Yeah. I mean, we have a ton of confidence in Reuben. And I think he was a huge loss for us last year, not having him available for the most part all year. And, he's a really talented back. Obviously had a great high school career in El Campo. And, just a kid that we have a ton of confidence in. And so we feel like we have a really talented running back room. And, last week he had the hot hand, and you saw what he was capable of doing.
Yeah. And, I mean, you got Moss and Owens. You've got Craver and Concepcion fighting for that football to get scored one of his two touchdowns. That dude went up and he got the football.
Yeah, no, he's a really physical kid, and again, we knew we needed to get more explosive on offense. That was a big part of what we were trying to do this offseason, and some of that was getting our own guys healthy, some of that was getting our own guys better, and some of that was going out and finding the right guys to add to the program. And I think we were able to do all of those things through five games. Now we just got to keep going.
Here's the sizes and weights. DJ Lagway, quarterback, Florida, 6'3", 247. Jaden Bowles, sophomore running back, 6'1", 231. Dallas Wilson, freshman wide receiver, 6'3", 213. These guys all had huge games against the Longhorns defense that had been pretty vaunted up until that game, and that offense kind of broke out. Wilson came back, Lagway his best game of the year. Jaden Bowles, very quietly, a very effective running back. Talk about what you saw maybe on tape and the challenges you face as that Florida offense. That's kind of what we expected this year. We hadn't really seen it until last week.
Yeah, no, it's an extremely talented group, and a little bit of this is kind of welcome to the SEC. You know, every week you see these big, powerful, athletic players, and I think that's why we as coaches continue to talk about how talented this league is. You don't very often put the tape on and go, oh, there's not a lot of NFL players on this team. Yeah, they got a really good group. Obviously very familiar with DJ, tried really hard to get him here. Very familiar with Dallas Wilson, did the same kid out of Tampa. And so another talented group of offensive skill players that we're going to have to go out and try to figure out how to control as best we can.
Mike Elko joining us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Coach, you don't really see a schedule like yours with the first three conference games at home, then three on the road, then a home, then a road. It's how awesome it is right now because you're in that home part, but look what's lurking for you.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a strange one. It's the first time I've ever kind of been through something like this, but it's been great to this point. You know, we haven't really left much. We went to Indiana, but you know, other than that, we spent pretty much August through the middle of October here in College Station. And now the at some point we're going to feel the other side of that, right? Which is we're going to spend the middle of October through the middle of November away from College Station. And so, you play the cards how they're dealt, and it's not. Like to have a little bit more balance, but it is what it is. And right now, our focus obviously is on a really talented Florida team and trying to finish off this home stand in the first half of our season really well.
That's we'll let you go. We appreciate you, Coach. Congratulations on the nice win, SEC win, and a big game against Florida. That's a 6 o'clock game on ESPN at College Station. I know a lot of people from here are going to be there. Coach, thanks again, man. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, appreciate you guys having me on, and look forward to a big weekend.
Yep, that'll be fun. Thanks. That'll be fun.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there is Mike Elko every couple of weeks right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Good stuff. Yeah, three straight at home. Now, then they go to Arkansas, at LSU, at Missouri.
Yeah, it's for a couple of years we had the SEC was like, it's name brand, but it's not that scary this year. This year it's scary.
Yeah.
This year it's tough, especially if Florida starts to play to their potential.
Yeah, Tennessee is back as a program.
Tennessee looks good. Yeah,
Missouri.
I mean, right now you're looking at Georgia and Alabama. Well, Alabama has righted the ship pretty well. Georgia lost to Alabama, but that happens.
There's Missouri, still Georgia.
Yeah, Missouri's way. We're going to find out on Missouri.
Yeah.
We're going to find out on Missouri. They're running the ball really, really well. We're going to find out.
Yeah. Well, and their quarterback ain't bad either. I mean, so far South Carolina is not nearly as good as we thought they were going to be.
Uh-uh.
And they beat UMass 42-6. We're going to find out a lot about them this week. Alabama at Missouri. Who you like?
You know, it's good to root for a program that's proven themselves through the first month plus of the season. So I really don't want to talk about the pores of college football right now. but since you did ask me about it, it's their statement game. Alabama made mm-hmm. theirs this past week, or at least the last couple weeks. They beat Georgia and Vanderbilt. They got their revenge. They beat Georgia. It's Missouri's time. I don't know how many people have watched a lot of Missouri football this year because they've just been off the radar. They had a competitive game relatively against Kansas, but other than that, who's watched a lot of Missouri? They just haven't had the schedule that will get people's eyes on them. Bo Prabula is the transfer from Penn State. Remember, he was the guy who left in the middle of the playoff because he needed to go find himself a new spot. It's worked out for him. He won that competition. Alabama on the road, right?
Yep.
Pavia early was getting it going until he turned the ball over. I expect something similar. I think Missouri will move the football on them, and Prabula has to avoid the turnovers that Pavia did. If he can do that, I'm not – because Alabama can't really rush the passer. So,
no, they really don't have that rush.
So I think Missouri has a shot because I don't know how good Alabama can do at affecting the quarterback right now. I don't know how – they don't just have a guy.
think they have to blitz.
Yeah.
I like Missouri
and,
in this
and people
one.
Can run and people can run the ball a tough place to on play. Alabama.
They're going to be this is the biggest game in Missouri since the one they were playing Kansas for with Chase Daniel. This is the biggest game that they've had.
Sure, they've had some last couple. They've had some.
They played
teams.
In the SEC title game. Remember?
Oh,
yeah.
That quarterback Franklin. Oh. I forgot his first name.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Number
yeah.
one. Yeah, yeah, they played in the SEC
yeah,
title
but,
game.
Well, this is going to decide this year.
No, nah, I still got a lot of long way to go.
Yeah. Well, Alabama's going to be
game.
A
no. It's a
you, know,
it's
you
a,
beat Alabama and you're yeah. They're unbeaten right now.
It's a big game.
They could lose a game and
they had a chance to win an SEC title. I mean, that was a bigger game at that time. But this is a big one for Missouri. I want to see if they're for real. I don't know if I don't know if I'm fully bought in yet.
To we'll Alabama?
See. Yeah, I don't know if we're fully bought in. No. On Missouri.
On Missouri.
Yeah.
I just want you guys to know, you saw the gentleman come in there, you waved at him. He walked in here and said, you want some breakfast tacos? And I said, I'm sure, relax. Sit down.
Oh.
Don't get up. Relax. What's wrong with him?
You've
eaten before, right? You've had food before.
No, apparently not.
And he came in and said, you want some breakfast tacos? I said, I'm sure they will. And so don't ever call me a bad guy.
You know what salchicha is?
I don't ever.
What did you say? Word, yes or no?
I said I'm sure they would. And he goes, okay, they'll get some.
Okay, good.
I pushed it towards you, so don't ever, ever use
John,
oh, you're a bad person.
John, you know what salchicha means?
Do what?
Salchicha.
Yeah, salchicha.
A salchicha. Well, yeah. It sounds like a bad word.
No.
Hey, give me some of that salchicha.
Well, yeah.
Well, if you say it in that
like,
tone.
Yeah, well. Yeah, it is sausage. It's well, sausage. I don't mean it like that.
Is that what you're looking for?
Oh, my God. You got to keep that.
No. Don't keep that. Don't keep that.
You
have
give you some of that what?
Don't keep that.
Give you some of that what?
No, don't keep that. Don't keep that. That's ridiculous. Anyway.
No, you said it.
No.
What? No.
My joke was it sounds like a bad word. Like something a woman has, not the other. No.
Oh,
God, I did not.
Just hold on to that for us.
I did not think that through.
Yes, just hold on to that for a second for us.
If you do, you're racist. It's that simple. Hey, give me some of that salchicha. You got it so. You did it that fast?
I've told you before, it records all the time. All I have to do is go back and find it.
You did it that fast?
No, it didn't take that long. It happened.
It takes you forever to get stuff edited and cut up, and all of a sudden you got the salchicha blast.
Give me some of that salchicha.
What does Lance say when he sees a hot-looking Hispanic guy?
Word.
No.
Hey, give me some of that salchicha.
You guys suck. You're the worst. If Mike Elko knew what this show actually was, he wouldn't come on. Trust me. It would only be Longhorn Scott and Aggie Fred.
What would
or somebody
you say
like
to Mike
that.
Elko after a big win?
Hey, give me some of that salchicha.
That's not what he said. That's not what Mike Elko
said. No, that's what you would say, not him.
That's not what I say.
You're so excited about the victory, coach, and you're so excited about it. That's what you would say to him.
That's not what anyone says.
Oh my God.
I just
God.
Said when it sounds like a bad
why,
word.
When you why, heard Mike Elko and
it
that.
It sounds like a bad nah, word.
Why
like,
would
it
you
sounds
say
like,
something like that?
Because I was thinking it was like Cheech.
Yeah, like, we know.
No.
Yeah. When you heard Mike Elko and that exhilarating.
That's what you say right now. Better,
salchichas.
And
I thought it was like the
salty
other one.
Salty.
Yeah, like. Like I thought that's what it made me think of.
Lance.
I forgot what
Sol,
I knew what it meant. I just kind of.
Sal and chichas.
Lance after.
Yeah, it's.
You know, salty.
Uh huh.
Yeah,
it's. Yeah,
just
sure. Lance
not
after.
Really. I don't like not, salty either. But
when Mike Elko was talking, you just kept thinking about his pregame speech, and you're thinking, if only I could say this.
No.
Hey, give me some of that salchicha.
Wait.
I just really wish I could go back. I wish I could.
Go
just
back
keep hitting
time.
That 15 seconds hey, back until I got you, there, and I wouldn't do it again.
Hey, whoever
hit the dump button?
Yeah. I would
on
dump,
life?
I would dump that.
Hey, whatever that listener was who got upset because Lance was speaking with an accent, this is what we get when he does
oh,
it.
Oh, he's
so.
Really going to hate it. Yeah, he's really going to hate
this
it.
This is what we get. So let that man cook. Let yeah. Lance
just,
cook.
Just go to a break so I can get the tacos.
Here we go. Talk about
I want
Zadig.
My tacos.
Talk about Zadig Jewelers.
Zadig Jewelers. Zadig Jewelers is... they're like the, to me, maybe the unofficial jeweler of Houston. They should be the official jeweler of Houston. It's, I just can't tell you. It's unbelievable. If you've never been there, 1801 Post Oak Boulevard, the spot is beautiful. It's beautiful on the interior. The people who work there can help you with diamond earrings and pendants, what the hottest hoop earrings are, what they've got going on with diamond engagement rings. It's different stones, gemstones, of course, luxury watches for men and women. Like, there's so many things to choose from, but their experts there on staff really can educate you on everything. And they treat you very, very fairly from a price standpoint. They buy, sell, and trade watches. They'll work with you on your budget. Just know the quality that you get from Zadig Jewelers is above and beyond anything else you'll find in Houston. If quality matters to you, then look no further than Zadig Jewelers. Go to the website, take a look at everything that they offer, and they can also service and repair watches, every brand of watch, no matter how high-end, they can do it for you. Zadig.com, Zadok.com, or go to 1801 Post Oak Boulevard.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. We've got people waiting, so let's get them in here. Who was first? It would be Sean. Hey, Sean, what's going on?
John, Lance, Dell, how we doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Good. So my question for you today, going back to like college football. So, you know, Houston, you know, tough loss against Texas Tech, losing 35-11. But despite the loss, do you think Houston still has a chance to contend for the Big 12 championship? Because like outside of maybe Arizona State, I think the rest of their schedule is fairly easy. Only worries or what is I would have is maybe TCU and Baylor, but outside of that, I think we can still contend for it. Maybe make the Big 12 championship game.
Ooh, they got to go to UCF.
Texas Tech is going there.
Sean, they got to go to UCF also. That's not going to be an easy one. UCF was looking good this weekend until they fell apart. I don't know. TCU at Houston, this is going to be tough for Houston because they're down one to Tech. You're at Arizona State. You've got to go to Central Florida. You got TCU.
That's not an easy place to play.
No, you got TCU coming here. In, and you got to go to Baylor.
Play well. They didn't play well against Tech.
Houston's got seven more games to go. I think there's at least two more losses. At least.
We'll see. We'll see.
And they didn't play well against Oregon State.
No, they did not play well against Oregon State.
And Oregon State is
the last quarter.
Oregon State, by the way, is winless.
Yeah, they were not good against them. Now, they got to play better football than they played the last couple of weeks. There's no question.
Oregon State lost at home to Fresno State.
No, they looked bad against
them. The first game of the year, Texas Tech beat them by 31. You know, Oregon beat them by Oregon's pretty damn good, by 34. They lost at App State. They were a favorite at App State. Well, I can't remember. Maybe they weren't. But anyway, they lost by 4 at App State. And App State this year is only 3-2 now. I'm sorry, Oregon State's now 0-6. Oregon State is now 0-6.
Mm-hmm.
And Houston was beaten for over three quarters by that team. I don't know. I think Houston's got at least two more losses coming. At least. But we'll see. We'll see. They're not the favorite to win the division, so to win a conference, I should say. I don't think Arizona's going to be a layup. I think all these games are going to be dogfights now. West Virginia. I think all these games are going to be dogfights for Houston.
Yeah. No. Well, again, they're going to lose three or four games if they play the way they did the last couple of weeks. They got to play better football than that. They got to get back to playing better, not turning the ball over. Because as soon as they started turning the ball over against Oregon State, things went south in a hurry, and it went real south. It was way south of the border against Texas Tech. So play better football. We'll see. Right now, I'm having a hard time saying they've got a chance to compete. If they're playing better, then yes, absolutely. If they're playing up to capability, but the last couple of weeks they haven't. Stafford is here. Hey, Stafford, what's up?
Hey, yo. Good morning, brothers. I hope all's been well, man. This morning I was talking to my best friend about the Texans, and I wanted to ask y'all the same question I asked him. If the Texans lose to Seattle coming off of a bye week, does that change your outlook on the team as them? And that's if you think they can turn their season around. Because I think they're going to win. You know, the fan in me thinks they're going to win. The defense right now is elite. So I want to know. But like I told him, he thinks the season is not over. I just think, man, if they can't beat Seattle coming out of a bye week, then I don't think we're there. But what y'all think?
Yeah, well, it depends. I mean, we'll see what the Jags and the Colts do this weekend. I mean, they need to start losing a little bit. That would help. And if you're 2-4 and they're 5 or end up 6-1,
uh-huh.
Then that could certainly mean the end of this season.
Well, the Seahawks travel to Jacksonville.
Okay.
So you would appreciate the Seahawks beating them.
Yes. That would be nice. Miami is the longest trip they can possibly take.
Mm-hmm.
But talk about a long road trip, Seattle to Jacksonville. That's not going to be easy.
No.
And Jacksonville's playing pretty good football.
But I don't know. You know, I think the Houston Texans have the capability of beating pretty much almost anybody in the league, but because of their defense. But it's just the level of consistency that's required now, because now you're 2-3 and you didn't expect the Colts and Jaguars to get off to this kind of start, and you've already lost to the Jags. You really are at a point where you can't afford to have this, we're good for 2 quarters, but we're not that good for 2 quarters. We have a late turnover. You can't those things that you can afford at points of the season, you've used them, a lot of them up already. So you're at a point now where the consistency level, let's face it, at 2-3, you've got 12 games to go. You probably need to win 8. You need to go 8-4 down the stretch to get to 10 wins. You probably need to go 8-4. You might be able to make the playoffs if you go 7-5, because 7 wins would put you at 9, you know, well, no, that's 9-8. You think that gets in, 9-8 is a playoff spot?
Not with the way the Colts are playing.
No. Well, I'm not talking about division. I'm talking about
wild card. Mm. I don't know that 9-8. No. I mean, you're outside looking at it, 9-8.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because it's not, I mean, the Ravens, you've already got a tiebreaker over the Ravens. You got New England Patriots.
I don't think the Ravens are in it.
Well, I know. So that's what I'm saying. If I give the division
to one of the Jags, to either the Jags.
Well,
or the Colts.
No, I'm giving the division to the Steelers. Who else? Okay. Yeah, and the Jags and the Colts can have it. I'm looking at right now. You're looking at the Chiefs. I guess the Chiefs. They just got beat again, but well, they got 2 wins.
Yeah, they got 2 wins. You got to play them. You got the Broncos, the Chargers.
Yeah.
You've got the Jags and the Colts.
I'm saying I'll just give the Jags and the Broncos 2 of. So now, if I just gave the Jags and Broncos.
So you're looking for one spot.
Now you're looking for one spot against the Chiefs. As it stands now, the Chiefs,
the Chargers,
and the Patriots.
And the Chargers.
No, I'm giving the Chargers the division.
Well, then you gave the Broncos the division.
Which one are you giving?
No, I'm giving the Broncos a playoff spot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I got Broncos, I'm giving a playoff spot. I've got we'll give the Jags a playoff spot. So you're basically against the Chiefs and New England.
Chiefs?
You don't play New England. You do play the Chiefs.
And New England.
Where do you play the Chiefs?
You're at the Chiefs this year?
I don't know that offhand.
Because you're going to beat the Bills, obviously.
Well, obviously.
You're at the Chiefs.
Yeah. Well, that's a tough one.
Yep.
So if you don't do that, you got to make it up by winning other games. So to me, I pretty much Seattle and San Francisco have to be wins. Your next two have to be wins. You can't afford to lose at home anymore.
Well, the Seattle game's on the road.
I know, but San Francisco's not.
Yeah. 2-4, they lose to the Jags, And there's a chance that the Colts and we'll see.
Well,
we'll see what happens this
Colts
weekend.
Colts don't have a lot of weaknesses.
No.
And the Colts don't have to. Well, it's only October, but you look at their next three games. It's Cardinals at home. Then I believe they go to L.A. to play the Chargers. And then they have another home game. So the Colts get to play inside the next 3 weeks in comfortable environment. So you don't have that. And the teams are playing. Like the Cardinals, we just saw the Cardinals. That the Colts are expecting to beat the Cardinals' ass. The Chargers, that's up in the air. But that's how many – I don't know how Colts fans travel, but will it really be a road game playing the Chargers in L.A.?
Man.
Yeah, I know the Rams can't keep the 49ers out of there, but will it really be a road game playing the Chargers in L.A.? So,
no, that's not really – I think Houston will be 50-50 at worst because Houston fans travel.
Yeah, so I but even the Colts
have to go
there.
I'm
going to
stay with John, and I'm going to the Chargers game.
So, see, yeah. No. That's right before Christmas. It's right after Christmas.
So, it's Cardinals at home for the Colts, their next three, at L.A. for the Chargers, and the Titans at home. So, the Colts have a runway to get to possibly 7-1.
So, what you got? At Seahawks, 49ers, Broncos, Jags.
In that same run where the Colts can probably rip off three wins,
yeah.
you got your schedule.
I don't see the Colts. The Colts have figured out, we can run the ball again really well, and they got a really good play caller, so they're keeping Daniel Jones hemmed up. He only has 6 touchdown passes, but he can run, he can throw, he's not turning it over. They got a defensive front because they're built like that. Their secondary is just pretty average, but no one's really been able to exploit it big time. Even when they have, the Colts have been able to score. Colts are going to be tough to catch. Jacksonville, man, they stole Kansas City, Harrison Butker. Oh, my God. You and Jalen Watson are the worst. How do you not lose that
game?
There's
some reason that Harrison Butker has really gotten him.
I don't know.
Yeah, because the kickoff out of bounds. Jeff Saturday, did you see that? Jeff Saturday this morning had a whole thing on kickoff out of bounds, that it's the most annoying thing in all of football, and I agree. All you have to do, they're getting so precise. They're trying to be so cute with how they place the kickoffs. And hit coffin corner kickoffs. Dude, the one thing you can't do is kick the ball out of bounds and give it to him at the 40-yard line. That's the one thing you can't do, and that's what Harrison Butker did.
Yeah, he didn't want to kick it into the end zone straight because that puts it at the 35, so he wants to hit it in the landing zone and maybe make sure it bounces around a little bit and stuff like that, and he got caught.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The only thing you can't do. That's the only thing you can't do. All
and
right.
It was smart by the receiver to let it bounce. To take the chance of letting it bounce out of bounds, which it did.
8:31, time to talk a little bit about OwnWell. Time to talk about your taxes. Time to talk about you're getting now your property taxes. The government is sending it to you. So one thing that I know about this is that the government is really bad at it. Either that or they're really dishonest. Because, I mean, there's only 14%. And this 14% of people don't get. OwnWell did 60,000 Houston homeowners switched to OwnWell and got, on average, better reductions from similar agents. 86% of OwnWell customers received reductions. What does that mean? 86%. It means the government sucks. That's what it means. And, well, not that we didn't know that already, but they're trying to rip you off. Don't get ripped off. You don't have the expertise. You don't have the technology. OwnWell has, okay? Put that property tax money back in your pocket in just minutes. Takes just minutes to sign up at OwnWell.com. OwnWell. Stop overpaying. Start saving with OwnWell. Sign up in 3 minutes at OwnWell.com/Texas. OwnWell.com/Texas. That's OwnWell.com/Texas.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. You're rolling up. We take call. This is the friendliest show to the listener on our air.
Hmm.
You. you. Probably just talk and talk. You and Nate, just let's just talk and talk and talk.
Instead of that is not what happens.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the acknowledgement. That's how I see it. Well, I don't. Well, you see things wrong through a Coors Light induced haze, so I can't really trust what you see.
Earlier in the show, you had Baker Mayfield playing where he said he hated Texas.
Yeah.
And, you know, you put that on Twitter or on the internet or whatever he said.
What do you say? What do you mean?
And Troy, well, you know, he went off.
He does hate Texas.
I know. And here's what Troy said. Baker, the classic front runner. He had nothing to say last year before the game when he knew they were going to get smoked.
Was this a recent clip? Because I know he's talked about hating Texas before while he was
like. It might not be a recent clip.
Yeah, I don't think it was. I don't think this happened this week.
Got it. Yeah, I think. I don't know. There's no timeline on it.
I've seen Baker talk about his hate of Texas before.
Yeah, he has. He has. I mean, so there you. There goes. There goes your little theory, whoever that was, about Baker Mayfield. But one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL hating on Texas. There goes your little theory.
You think you're going to say Baker Mayfield, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL?
I never thought I would say that, no. But he is.
I didn't know that I'd say a starter in the NFL after about 20.
This year, he's absolutely a top five quarterback.
Yes.
And last year he was too. Well, not maybe top five, but he was really good last year.
Do you think C.J. Stroud has himself ahead of Baker Mayfield?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely he does.
Yes. There's no question C.J. Stroud believes he is better than Baker Mayfield. And I guess I want him to. He had himself in the top five after his rookie year. So I'm pretty sure he still got himself there. If I had a quarterback to go win a game with, I'm taking Baker right now.
Yep.
But I'm taking Baker over a lot of quarterbacks. I'll take him over Daniel Jones, who's 4-1. I'll definitely take him over Trevor Lawrence. I'll take Baker over a lot of quarterbacks right now. Maybe even Matthew Stafford.
I'm not taking him over Josh Allen.
No.
I'll still
take Lamar over him.
Mm. And to clean it up, Baker said that while we played when he was still at Oklahoma.
Well, I found the video of it. How old was this clip?
I found the video of it. Yeah, he said this as an Oklahoma player.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. The hate runs
deep.
Put that
on Twitter. Was Twitter around when he was at Oklahoma?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Yeah, he was probably fighting. Because how did you see the video of him running from the police? You saw it on Twitter. Remember that one? Hey, let's go. Whoa! He takes off running like you're going to get caught.
Okay, I got a question for you, too. Let me see if you know the answer, okay? Who has more solo tackles this year? Micah Parsons or Jamar Chase?
I've seen the edit in the
There's
the
no
post.
Way Jamar Chase has more solo tackles.
It's so... away. Jamar Chase has more tackles.
Jamar.
I mean, obviously that's the answer you wouldn't ask. After interceptions,
yes.
He's got three tackles?
Five.
He's got
five solo tackles. Versus Micah Parsons, four.
Well, he has more than Christian Harris, too.
Yeah. Well, Christian Harris is an inactive.
Well, he's also a second-round pick.
Healthy inactive.
By the way, he was a second-round pick.
Yeah.
Remember when... Yeah, you remember that?
Third? Wasn't he third?
No, I think he was second. Remember when D'Amico was high-fiving Nick Caserio?
Yeah.
I think he was a second rounder, maybe third, but I feel like if I remember correctly, he was second.
He was a third round pick number 75 overall.
That's why they were
inactive.
They got him in the third.
Inactive.
Yeah.
But D'Amico said it's not
personal. Rounders don't make it in the NFL.
Well, yeah, your top 75 should definitely make it.
And D'Amico wasn't there for that. Christian Harris was selected in 2022.
Well, then who was he? Was it Jalen Petrie that they...
Maybe.
Or No. Or was it... No, it wasn't Lovie Smith big upping... No. Who was the player that... They got where D'Amico went over and they were smiling and they gave the big handshake and hug. Was that Jalen Petrie?
Was it Will Anderson?
No, it wasn't Will Anderson.
It was a second or third. It was a day two pick.
It might have been Petrie. I just want everyone
to know.
I thought it was Christian Harris, too.
Christian
Harris was drafted in 2022.
Yeah, he was. And D'Amico wasn't here.
I just want everyone to know that despite Lance's claims, the lies begin during this show.
Yeah. Well, and he did lie a couple of times.
Now, what happened? What did we lie about?
I thought he was telling the
truth. The lie started with you because I don't have a breakfast taco.
The lie started with the gentleman who asked me, and I said they would like some. And he goes, okay.
Do we know that you said that, or did you say, no, we're good?
I didn't say that at all. He didn't say they were here at the moment. I'm sure he'll place an order.
That guy owns multiple radio stations.
Well, he's the one who came in and asked me. I don't know why.
Because don't worry.
No, he asked me.
If something goes sideways to this station, John and I are taking our talents to the Spanish station.
If something goes sideways?
Yeah.
Are you guys going to watch Roof Man?
I don't know what that is.
It's a movie with, what's his name?
Sebastian Janikowski?
No.
Okay.
It's based on a true story, but Peter Dinklage is in it.
So, is that the one where the thing's blowing up in his face?
Yeah.
I saw the smooth
It's based on a true story.
But what kind of name is that Roof Man?
I guess he lived in their roof or something, and the thing's about.
I feel like we did a News of the Weird about that.
Yeah, you would think. What's his name?
Channing Tatum, Peter Dinklage is in it.
So they got some people in it.
Kirsten Dunst. Channing Tatum.
I'm currently watching Alice in Borderland season 3. It's Squid Games for cool people.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
For the hipsters.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's hipster Squid Game.
Mm-hmm. Let's get Adrian in here. Hey, Adrian. Yo, Adrian. Your sister's me.
It's Japanese Squid Game, not Korean Squid Game.
Oh, no, that's you. Hey, morning, Paulie, your sister's with me. That's right. What up, Adrian?
Morning, my bronies. I'm calling about because I was seeing an article. They were talking about Jim Crane and him not spending money, even though we know he does. We always have one of the highest payrolls in the league. But they were talking about maybe him missing out on this October money and not being in the playoffs and everything, maybe he'll start spending money on some of his players, especially because in 2027, we got Peña, Hunter Brown, and Paredes coming up with a contract. I don't know. I really hope he opens it up for them at least and tries to keep them.
Well, then maybe they should do early deals with the team-friendly deals. Maybe that's what they should do. Okay? Since, Hunter Brown, step up to the table. Take a Yordan deal. Let's go. Take an Altuve deal, a Bregman deal. Let's go. What do you think? You're special? Those guys can do it, but you can't?
Just take less money and stop being a pain.
Look what Connor McDavid did.
Yeah.
Do that.
Don't you want to do that, Astros?
$25 million over 2 years.
You guys.
You know why? Because he wants his team to win.
McCullers could have taken $30 million a year. He just took $17, $18.
Is that what he would have got on the open market, $30 million a year?
You just never know.
You guys are focusing on the wrong thing. That man called you bronies before he started.
I know, but it's not Joe Bronies. He meant like brothers. Like
no,
bros. He meant it like my bros. Bros.
No.
Yeah, my brothers.
Bronies. No.
Like my bros.
Well, no.
I mean,
not your bronies.
When Lamont calls in, he calls us virgins.
No.
That's fine.
Virgin, stop. Kids. He meant it like the dudes who love My Little Pony. Bronies. Yes. What are you guys talking
That's
about?
That's all right. I don't mind.
Oh, is that?
Yes.
I thought he meant like Joe Bronies.
No, he meant it because Bronies has been a topic the last couple weeks or so.
Oh, that's
good for him.
Terrible.
Good on him.
It was a callback, but that's
good on
that
him.
One hurts.
He goes, "What's up, my bronies?"
Yeah, that one stings a little bit.
I'm fine with it. I've never watched My Little Pony, but I'm
my
fine with being a brony.
Pony, My Little Pony.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know. It's a song that was out. My sister had a My Little Pony.
Well, I do know if you want to sell your house, who should you call? Sean,
a green light offer, and we'll get him out today. And Sean is yelling at you, but you know what? Sean's got that energy, and I really like Sean. I talked to him. His brother is pretty famous here in the Houston area, has a business, and that family just knows business, man. They know what people want. They know what people need, and that's something a Greenlight Offer is doing for you. Greenlight Offer is helping people sell houses that don't want to go through the standard process of getting your house updated, spending thousands and thousands, getting it ready to sell. Isn't that the worst? You spend thousands, and then you have to sell your home, and you don't even get to use that, what you just bought. You just have to get it, move-in ready or sales ready. And when you don't want to do that, you don't want to go through the difficult process of going through the entire process of the showings and then, you know, just the inspections and all that. Greenlight Offer says, look, we'll give you a fair offer right now, and we'll just take the house off your hands, and we will do all that stuff that you don't want to do, and you get your money now. And you know who likes that? People who are in the middle of divorce, people who have inherited a home, people who are relocated and need to move quickly and want to get money for their house, retired landlords. These are all great examples of people who use Greenlight Offer, and Greenlight Offer is giving you fair deals, which is extremely important for me that you get that fair deal from them. Go to greenlightoffer.com and start the process. Greenlightoffer.com can help get you closed, in many cases, between 7 and 10 days. It's greenlightoffer.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. Come on in, 713-780-3776. Let's go. Get in here, 713-780. Let's talk a little Rockets. They play tonight. Kevin Durant's going to make his debut. And Bobby Marks, I mean,
former NBA exec.
So just this week, Giannis, it was revealed that Giannis had one team he would go to, and that was the New York Knicks. One team. Nobody else, right, though? I mean, he just kicked us right in the nuts, didn't he?
Said F this city and any other city not named New York.
Yeah. He said, I don't want to go to that dirty-ass, trash-ass city. And he was talking about Houston. But not according to Bobby Marks. This is Bobby Marks. I don't know what he was on. He was on some show. It doesn't matter. We never give credit to where it's due anyway. We really
he was
don't.
On ESPN. We do know that.
It was ESPN. Yeah, it was on ESPN. I don't know what show it was on. But here's Bobby Marks talking about the Rockets and Giannis.
If there were to be other teams that get involved, Bobby, who has the assets to be able to do this?
Well, San Antonio still does. Even after acquiring De'Aaron Fox, they still have tradable picks to go out. Remember, they have that Atlanta pick. They have a swap in 2027. They still have tradable contracts. When you're looking at players like Devin Vassell, you know the one team that still does? Houston. They went out and got Kevin Durant, but they still have a lot of draft picks to go out and make a deal. Of course, a player like Amen Thompson would be mentioned if they ever became available here. I do think Shams hit it right on the head of that quarter mark. Remember, this is a Milwaukee team that has 11 out of their 15 players that can't be traded until December 15th.
Right.
If they struggle, is there a way for them to improve their roster in the next 2 months? There isn't. So they're basically in a holding pattern, right?
Amen Thompson.
Why would you even bring that? I immediately checked out after that. And this is where local versus national, maybe. We know that Amen Thompson's untouchable, as he should be, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I was willing to consider Alpi for Giannis. When it didn't happen, it's over, and that's it. Giannis is not a thought anymore to me. He's not a thought. You cast your lot with Kevin Durant. There's a lot of good. There's also a lot of risk. The risk is higher. The reward is potentially high, but the risk is much higher than with Giannis, but the price tag is also much lower than it would be for Giannis. The idea that they would consider moving Amen for Giannis, I don't even want to talk about it anymore. We're done.
What about, okay, well, Amen, you mentioned Amen.
And you mentioned...
And Amen would only be part of the package, by the way.
Yeah, you mentioned local versus national. Most national people would hear the comment from the Houston radio guy moving Amen off the table and go... What the hell are you talking about? It's Giannis. But that's to your point, what you said, local versus national. Most national people go, wait a minute, you're turning down a top three player for Amen Thompson?
It's only a piece.
Oh, like I know. Giannis, it would take more.
Yeah, Giannis
But
just
pulling him
a
off
piece.
The table for a universe changer in Giannis, is people would say, what are you talking about? But that's
well, I was
just
willing
how it goes.
To, I was willing to move, I understand, I was willing to move Alperen Şengün, who is... You know, also a guy who has a lot of value around the league. So it's not like I'm crazy. I would not, what it would take, the amount of money it would take to match contracts and everything. No, thank you. I mean, I would have considered doing it before Durant, but not now, not with both of them. I mean, why would you artificially make yourself that old? That's just so stupid.
Well, Giannis is, older because he's older. He's 30, but he's not 22.
You basically close a window on yourself after about 2 years.
Stupid.
Right. Okay. Is it worth the title?
No, I'd rather give myself 8 chances.
Well, that's only if you think Amen's going to be a guy.
Well, not just Amen, all the pieces that would have to be traded.
Yeah. Well,
it's going to take a substantial deal to get a Giannis.
You did help yourself with the Jabari's contract and with Alpi's contract. You did help yourself long term.
As far as money wise.
Yeah, absolutely. You gave yourself a chance. Amen says he'll play anywhere. We got Amen Thompson.
In Milwaukee?
No. Anywhere for the Rockets on the floor. This is not. No.
Why are you putting him in?
I'm sorry.
I didn't say city.
You said anywhere.
Well, you did make it sound like.
You said anywhere. Amen said he would play anywhere.
We were just talking about trading him, and you go, Amen says he'll play anywhere.
I was like, what?
What? He wants to get traded?
He'll play anywhere
on the floor.
On the floor for our team.
I just want it to be clear.
Here he is talking about, okay, are you going to play point guard? Where are you going to play?
So you can play me anywhere. You know, it doesn't just have to be point guard. I love playing point, but I love winning too. So if I got to play small forward, power forward, center to win, I'll do it.
Whatever. Amen, that's our guy.
And then they ask
Tari. Bobby Marks, keep Amen out your mouth.
And then they ask Tari.
Keep our guy out of your mouth.
And then they ask Tari where he would like to play. Eh, you know, the Clippers aren't bad.
How about this? Tari for a good point guard.
You mean the guy they said could be Kawhi?
I would consider that.
I love Tari, but Tari's mom's already getting pissed off at everything.
Tari's mom?
Yep.
Tari's let it be known that he wants a bigger role. That's been talked about.
Yep.
And also, they're still in the mode of load managing. Like, he may not play today. Because depending on how his body responds.
Tari is not a Rocket long term. Let's just be real about this. At some point, Tari's going to want to play. He's going to want more minutes, more money, because more minutes means more money. When the contract comes up, the Rockets can't pay everyone. At some point, you're going to be stuck with a situation like Kyle Tucker, where you've got this valuable piece. But the problem with Tari is that you're still load managing. Like, I don't think this ever changes. Well, this is year 3 of load managing for his leg, year 3 at least. Like, when is this ever going to change? It sounds like he's in his 20s. It sounds like it's not going to. So I just think when you look at contractually, you're having to pay 3 guys pretty good money. Well, really 4, Kevin Durant, but maybe not long term. It just doesn't make any sense that while you'd like to keep everybody, it might be best to move him at some point. To fortify another position.
Yeah, they're calling it injury management. He's not likely to play tonight.
Well, it's a preseason. I don't care.
Yeah, but who cares? You can't even injury management. We're doing this thing already where it's a day off. You had a day off in between. You can't play. You didn't. Not like he played heavy minutes in the first game. And we're starting this already where this might be a factor throughout the season again.
Yeah.
Great.
I would rather load manage him on back-to-backs than...
This isn't a back-to-back. They played on Monday.
Well, but this is preseason. This is preseason.
But so he can't play in a preseason game after having a day off.
I don't want him to play in a preseason. I didn't want anybody
they have
to play in a preseason
Someone
game.
Has to play.
Why aren't they
playing? That's why the Texans are 2-3, because you don't want anyone playing in preseason.
I learned it watching you, Texans.
But I still think the big problem is that the Rockets even have to consider this. Like they have load managed him in the past. They already load managed. They're going to do it.
I'm fine with that. What is the problem with that?
But they're going to do it for 3 players.
Steven Adams,
probably Kevin Durant. I mean, Kevin Durant didn't really do it for the Suns, but I think the Rockets will.
I don't. He'll play in back-to-backs.
You think Kevin Durant's playing back-to-backs?
No. I think they might have said that. They won't play in all of them. I don't think he's going to play in all of them. They're going to make sure he's not playing in all of them.
Especially when you have a guy like Tari Eason on the bench.
Started in game one. So when Kevin plays, Tari can't in back-to-backs.
Tari, I think when Kevin does, when they sit, I could see him sitting against lesser opponents in back-to-backs and Tari Eason playing.
Probably.
And I actually am good with that. I don't love when a 20-something-year-old has to be load managed for injuries in multiple years for a lower leg thing. That doesn't excite me at all.
No.
And while I love Tari Eason, I just think realistically,
what it will cost to keep him, the fact that he wants starters minutes. I think when you take everything into account, it might make more sense for him to, I don't know. It might make more sense to move him, like you said, for a point guard.
Yep.
But if that's a point guard, then that's a legit point guard you're trading for. I don't want to just a guy off the bench who gives you 16 minutes. Like, I want a dude.
It'd have to be somebody really good. They love Tari. I'm just saying. I don't think it would be. And they said we're going. Our five is on the court. My four are on the court.
Yeah, I don't think Tari is. It's not something I would consider right now by any stretch. But it may be.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how well Reed plays. I know this. I know that Christmas is coming. I know that the rodeo is around the corner as well. If you want to have your boots or your belt or your pants or your jacket or whatever leather that you want for the rodeo or whatever leather that you need for, let's say, a gift to somebody, okay? And let's say you're a business and you want to give your clients gifts or you want to give your people gifts, wine totes, golf bags, toiletry bags, work bags, backpacks, travel bags, crocodile, hippo, elephant, shark, snake, turtle, sturgeon. Do you know what the ugliest fish in the world is? Sturgeon. You want to have boots? You want to have boots made out of them? Yeah. Because you know what? You're going to kick those boots around. Sturgeon is ugly.
How about this? They also have gator hunts.
Yeah.
You see, this is a new thing they're doing, gator season. It goes from – it's actually, no. The gator season just was winding down. They're over. Right. But they're taking reservations for next year. September 3rd, they take – the gator season is from, like, I guess it's – until 10:30, 2026.
They do it in Anahuac.
Yeah, and they're organizing gator hunts. It's $5,000 per person in groups of four.
You
shoot your boot.
Yeah,
they're going to make the boot for everything. Comes with that price tag. So you go out there. What a great Christmas gift. So do that in advance if you want something, a unique experience. Right? When are you ever going to get an experience like this?
Right.
They offer it right there.
Republic Boot Company. It's the best. It's the biggest. It's the best. They bought the whole building now. They've expanded. It doesn't get any better, and it's time to start thinking about them boots or gifts. 1133 East 11th Street, Houston. It's in the Heights. It's the corner of Studewood and East 11th in the Heights. It's been around forever, and it's getting bigger and better. RepublicBootCompany.com.
Update your home and save big money with Mastercraft Doors at Menards. For over 50 years, Mastercraft has been making quality doors inside and out. Choose from the best in-stock selection of interior and exterior doors ready to take home today. Or design your door your way with our free designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on Mastercraft Doors and check out more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.